Bonjour. Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast, hosted by Taylor.
Today, I'm very pleased to be joined by Anne-Laure Comte from Comte & Fille Cognac. How are you today, Anne-Laure?
Hello, Taylor. Very well, and you?
Fine, thanks. For our listeners, who are you and what do you do at Comte & Fille Cognac?
I am Anne-Laure, and I am Blondin's sister, so we both manage the estate. The family estate, which is named Comte & Fille, so in English it means Comte and Daughters, and we work together on our estate. We have a vineyard and we do all the process from the vine to the bottle, wine, distillation, storing, aging, in fact, blending sometimes, and bottling. My main role in the estate is I work a lot more in the cellar, and this is my work I do on the estate.
And so Blondin is more in the vines, correct?
Yes, Blondin is more on the vine.
And what cognac are we tasting today?
Today, we are tasting a new blend we have done, which is an XXO cognac. XXO means the youngest of the cognac inside is 14 years old. It's quite a new process to make an XXO cognac, and to be able to call it XXO on the label, we have to mention some information to the interprofessional of the cognac, like the age, and they have to come and to take a sample of the bottling to make sure it has the flavor it minimum it needs to be called XXO. This one is a blend of a cognac from 2007 and the little bit of a blend our father and uncle has made, and the youngest inside is from 1999.
So the XXO is a blend of mostly 2007 and then some of the 1999 and older cognac.
Yes.
How would you describe the style of this cognac compared to the other Comte & Fille cognacs?
This one has been stored in mainly old barrels, so the tannins are very light. We are much on something which is very fruity, but the fruits are not fresh anymore, of course, after 14 years, but it's very mature. For me, it's a little bit like when we cook a plum pie. We have the flavor of the grilled fruit, and the flavor of the thigh, so the butter, the flour, things like this.
The 10-year-old cognac comes before the XXO. Would you say that one is a more traditional oak-forward cognac?
Yes, this one is the 10-year-old we have is more traditional, so much more young wood from the beginning. So the tannins are more on the vanilla, more on the walnut, things people have in their mind when they think of 10-year-old cognac. This one is much finer than the 10-year-old. So the XXO is finer and the 10-year is much more round, in fact.
And that's because the XXO was aged mostly in old barrels, correct?
Yes.
And in terms of distillation, did distillation occur with the lees or without the lees?
No lees. For us, using lees in the distillation is something which is quite new. We have begun with my sister in something like 2012, I would say. It was our first distillation with lees.
Okay, so your young eau de vie that are now aging are with a little bit of lees.
Yes.
And how is a cognac distilled without lees different from one distilled with lees?
One cognac which has been distilled with lees have more flavor going on something like exotic fruits. The passion fruits, mango, lychees, things much more opulent than with no lees. So with no lees, we are looking for something on the white fruits, more fine. So both are always very interesting. One is very fine and one is more opulent.
So it's like a texture thing almost.
Yes, it is.
Your cellars at the estate, are they humid or dry or somewhere in the middle?
We have two cellars. One is quite humid and one is not very humid. So one is half humid, half dry, and one is quite humid.
And this XXO, did it spend time in the humid cellar or the dry one or both?
More in the drier one, yes.
What alcohol level is the XXO bottled at and why?
The XXO is bottled at 40% of alcohol. And why this percent? Because it's maybe easier in the mouth to have it. It's not for the geek people. It's more for traditional people who are not maybe used to have something at more than 40% of alcohol.
Are any additives, sugar, coloring, anything like that used in the production of this cognac?
No, no additives inside, no caramel, no sugar. We do not use in any of our production. It's really much easier, in fact, as producer to have something less to do.
That's a good explanation.
Yes, it is, in fact. We are trying to always offer to people some spirits from our soul, we can say, and we really feel it with my sister. I'm not looking for some cognacs which are always have the same color. We don't mind about that. And about the sugar, in fact, if we do not want to add sugar inside, we just have to wait because old barrels always bring a kind of sugar which is in the fiber of the oak. So we just need to add another ingredient, which is only the time. We only have to be patient and to wait to have cognac more smooth.
Time is also an ingredient. So this XXO is a blend of 2 eau de vie, or the 2007 and the older blend created by your father and uncle. Is it 100% Petit Champagne?
Yes, 100% Petit Champagne from a field which we have in which is based in Nonaville and which is very chalky.
We hear people talk about chalky soil in cognac and why that is good, but what is the reason for why chalky soil is good for making wine that will be turned into cognac?
We have the luck to be on three kinds of cru. For sure, we make the wine always in the same way. We distill quite on the same way always. And we are sure that the flavor which are developed are a little bit different. For example, the Petit Champagne, we are more on the fruits, on chalk soils. And we have in Bombois, we are in clay ground. And the soil brings something much more mineral, less on fruits and more on flowers.
And the Fambois?
And the Fambois is in between, in fact. It's fine, very fine in fruits, but it's not so mineral than the Bombois. It's in between, I would say.
Would you say that the Petit Champagne Eau de Vie are the fruitiest that you make at Contifi?
Yes, I would think, yes, the Petit Champagne are the most fruity we make, yes.
If we move to a tasting note, how would you describe the nose of this XXO Contefi cognac?
I would describe it as something like a marmalade of plum, maybe although pear, the flavor of the pear, and something which is cooked, and a little bit of butter inside.
And on the palate, what does this cognac taste like?
When we have it in the mouth, the first impression is it's very fine, not sharp at all, and all in finest. It's very fine coming in the mouth. And then it stays a very long time in the mouth. Really, for me, I have the end of summer. We have fruit in the garden and we make pie. For me, it is that.
Wonderful. So it sounds to me like this XXO can be served as a digestif, but that it can also be part of the meal or even before the meal, an aperitif. Is that correct?
Yes, an aperitif. I would serve it for its own. I would serve it not at the end of the meal, but in the evening, really right after the meal, in the armchair. When you are far away from the meal, in fact, because it's always interesting to have it not at the table after the meal, but more in the couch. I think it's really more interesting when one to have pleasure.
And Laure, thank you very much. Congratulations on this XXO. Happy holidays. And I look forward to seeing you and speaking again in the Charente. very soon.
Yes, thank you, Taro. Thank you very much and see you soon.
See you soon. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar Podcast. All bottles of this calendar can be found on cognacexpert.com. Tomorrow is another day, another cognac. Au revoir.